Chapter 1. The Eighth Cousin. My story begins 3 years ago with one of the strangest emails I've ever received. "You don't know me," it says, "but you are an eighth cousin of my wife, who, in my opinion, is a fine lady." Naturally, I figure the next line will involve instructions on how to wire $10,000 to a bank account in Togo, or inform me of the miraculous potency benefits of goji berries. But instead, the emailer says his name is Jules Feldman. He explains that he's a dairy farmer on a kibbutz in Israel and has read some articles I've written. He wants to tell me about his life's project. For the previous 15 years, Jules has devoted his time to building a family tree, a really big tree. More of a forest. "We have in our database about 80,000 relatives of yours," he says. 80,000. I try to wrap my head around that number. If he's right, my relatives could fill 4 Madison Square Gardens. The email gives me profoundly mixed feelings. On the one hand, as my wife Julie points out, I often feel like I have too many relatives already. I'm happy to trim a few branches. I'm thinking of my cousin David, who for his wedding hired a little person dressed as a leprechaun to pop out from under his bride's dress and twerk with the guests. And then there's my brilliant but smug brother-in-law Eric, whose favorite phrase is the infuriating, "I think what you're trying to say is..." The point is, do I really want to be part of this megatree? Plus, the email had some creepy NSA-like privacy invasion vibes. How did this dairy farmer know all this about me, and why should I trust him? On the other hand, the less cynical hand, I'm oddly moved. Here I am, sitting in my home office in New York City, subjected to endless internet headlines about our world's seeming descent into disaster, into wars and racism, and up pops this startling news about how I'm connected to thousands of other humans across.